Dear friends in Jesus Christ, greetings in the name of our Lord. And it was a couple of years ago, several years now, that I stood here at this altar and I looked to the back of the church and the music began. And the bridesmaids made their way one by one down the aisle and they met their attendants here at the altar. And they came up the steps and everyone took their places. And then all the people stood up and they looked to the back of the church. And the bride came in. And she was dressed so beautifully and her face was so radiant I could see it all the way from up here. And her husband, or rather her father, led her down the aisle by her arm. And then when she got up here, right here, the music stopped. And I had to say something. But I was just so caught up in the moment, I got all choked up. And somehow, I did manage to say those words. Who gives this woman to be married to this man? And her father let go of her arm and placed it in that of her husband. And he said, her mother and I do. And then her groom brought her up here to the altar right before me, right up these steps. And they stood there before the altar. And God made them a family, a husband and a wife, in the oldest institution that the world has ever known, that of holy matrimony, marriage. Now, I don't know why I got all choked up that day. I've done dozens and dozens of weddings. And they're all special to me. You work with this young couple and, or sometimes older couple and talk about their joys and dreams. But this time something spoke to me. This woman was going to be united to this man and God was going to do it. And there is nothing so touching, and when God wills it, so strong as the bond between a husband and a wife. Is it any wonder that it was at a marriage ceremony that Jesus chose that time and place to perform his first great miracle and thereby inaugurate his public ministry on earth? Now, perhaps what moved me the most to tears that day was the situation of the couple. It could have been that. I don't always understand these things, you know, why I feel the way I do. Who does? But I remember this couple. I knew that it wasn't going to be easy for them in life. Each of them had been through some difficult times themselves. They weren't from wealthy families. But that didn't matter because now they were becoming a team and they were going to be working together for better, for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health, until death parts us, I pledge you my faithfulness. Those were the words they spoke to each other. Now, don't think about getting hitched until you find that person that you can say this about with no reservations whatsoever. As the world continues to reject the teachings of Christ, it gets harder and harder to find someone that you can depend on as a spouse. And it's going to get harder still. Many people choose not to marry, and that's okay. They perhaps would like to, but haven't yet found that person that they can give themselves to. And if you are one of these single people, then God bless you. There is nothing wrong with you. You just have not found that person that you can commit yourself to and who is worthy of you to give yourself to. So I say, God be with you and God bless you, you single people. Some people, on the other hand, have gotten married, and then along the way, one day they realize that the person they're married to wasn't what they once thought. The Christian, in such a situation, is not to give up, is not to walk out, is not to quit because they're disappointed. But the Christian is to be faithful. The Christian is to be patient and to remain married until that other person passes away or that other person releases them from marriage. And if that other person that you're married to is a Christian, well, they should be working in patience and faithfulness towards you all the same. I say this because we, as believers in Jesus as our Lord, are to be imitators of Christ. And as imitators of Christ, we see him as our bridegroom, and we are his bride. I ask you, did Christ, your spiritual bridegroom, ever walk out on you? Did he ever give up on you? Did he ever look at you and say, "You're not what I bargained for"? Did he ever act embarrassed to be with you, even though he probably had every right to do so? Did he ever speak bad about you as your spiritual bridegroom? No, it's just the contrary, isn't it? We're the ones who do that to our Lord, to our groom. Just the contrary. The Lord sees our sins, and he sees how poorly we follow him and how we long for the other things in life, for the pleasures of the world rather than the pleasures of following him as our spiritual bridegroom, and how we are embarrassed to pray to him in public, in a restaurant, or in front of other people, and we feel awkward, and how when we get angry, we may use his name not to bless other people, but to curse them or things that we're angry with. And yet he is not embarrassed to call us his bride. He loves us, and no matter what we do, he remains faithful to us. There has never been a more faithful husband in the whole world, in all its history, than Jesus Christ to all of his people. And he will give anything for us. And to prove it to us, he gives us his life. And when he rose from the dead, he had wedding presents for everyone. Don't you like presents? Well, in this wedding, he gives the presents to us, for we are the bride. Gifts of joy, of peace, of freedom. And to top it all off, he gives us eternal life and the kingdom of heaven. All the glory of heaven is ours. And now he has gone ahead of us, but we do not live in separation from him. He comes to us, and when he comes, he speaks comforting words, reassuring us, embracing us, guiding us, and setting our minds on the happier times that are still yet to come in our life with him. For better or for worse, he stays beside us. Friends, have you ever suggested something but done so at the wrong moment? I tend to do that a lot, you know. I just kind of jump right in with the answer, what I think's the answer, and people just aren't ready for that. I never seem to learn. It appears I have something in common with, perhaps with Mother Mary here, that she might have done this at the wedding at Cana. Because when the wine runs out prematurely, she says to her son, Jesus, "They've run out of wine." Now, I don't know what she expected Jesus to do about it, but he said to her, "It's not my time yet." Now, maybe she thought that he could go off and buy some or something like that to help them. Or maybe she was just expressing her sadness to him. But how often have you wished that the Lord would do something for you? Maybe reverse a situation that you're in, or restore someone's health that you love and care for, or simple as help you pay your bills when they get too much for you, or take you back to a younger, happier, healthier time in life. But it wasn't to be. Like Paul with his personal infirmity, the Lord said to him, "No, I'm not going to do this for you, because I want you to know that my grace is sufficient for you. My goodness is going to be enough. You can depend on me." And then sometimes he does do a miracle for us, doesn't he? Sometimes, like with those 6 jars of water, they started as water, but they ended up as wine. And not any wine, but the best wine that many of the people had ever had. You know, people say when life gives you lemonade, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Well, Jesus could say, when life gives you water, make wine. But only he can say that, can't he? So Christ is our bridegroom, and he's done everything to dress us in a beautiful wedding dress, white with his holiness. And we live on with him in that beautiful marriage called the Christian faith. And as he cares for us, here's the beautiful thing. As we see him doing all of this for us, loving us, caring us for us, forgiving us, we learn. And we learn how to live in relationships with other people around us. For better, for worse, the Lord is with us, and we shall endure. And one day, he will come to take us to that wedding banquet, and we shall reign with him forever. In the name of Jesus, our heavenly bridegroom, amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts, your life everlasting. Amen.